Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, Right Fit Sports Fitness, and Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Quick shout out to my friend Bruce Merrin, Bruce Merrin Celebrity Speakers Bureau. He's been at it over 45 years. We're proud to be involved with him, so you could check that out. We've got a great doubleheader today, Alicia Roberts. She's a New Zealand native. She's the new owner of Naperville, Illinois' Delta Life Fitness, club designed for women, child care, and other entities included. She's joining me along with returning Rich Dubin. Rich is the publisher of MVP Parent Magazine, Keep Your Kid in the Game. He's a longtime publisher of Lower Extremity Review, one of our supporters. And they'll be talking about the new MVP winter issue. Then the sports doctor's in with some guidance. Your emails. Alicia Roberts, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Give us some background, Alicia, on you and Delta Life Fitness.
Sure. Yes, I'm a lifelong, fitness enthusiast, I guess. I've played every sport I could play. I'm big into running, so I'm trying to run the 10 biggest by number marathons in the world. So I think I've done 6 of them now. I also ran my first ultra marathon, so just a little one, just a 50K, just before COVID. Things have been a little slow recently, but hoping to get back to that. And generally, like I say, love bringing health and wellness and fitness to people. I'm that person who, starts the running committee in the office, starts the wellness committee in the office, all those kind of things. And until about 6 months ago, I was working in the corporate world. So I'm actually an engineer by training, moved into project management and have kind of bounced around the globe a little bit. As you mentioned, originally from New Zealand, I did some time living in Sweden, was living in Singapore before the U.S., and then made my way to the beautiful Chicagoland region about six and a half years ago, and then have moved into the fitness space to start Delta Life and really bring, supportive communities of women or fitness to women here in the Naperville area. So that's the high view, I guess.
Yeah, the Naperville area is a real champion in the areas of fitness and wellness forever. It's been one of America's favorite places to be. It's really a wonderful community. They pay a lot of attention. Again, the idea of having something specifically for women, I think, is a very exciting concept. And what do you mean by that? Well, first of all, tell us a little bit, Delta Life Fitness, where are they out of, Alicia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Delta Life Fitness actually started off some years ago as a boot camp in the park and really have grown from that down in the Houston area. And then they became more of the warehouse-type gym model. Again, for ladies, it's always been based around women's fitness and making fitness accessible to ladies. And then they grew in recent years into more of the boutique-style gym. So now we have, a beautiful-looking gym. We have showers. We have child supervision, all those kind of extra amenities and things. And I think there's a little under 20 locations open today, primarily down in the Houston area. We have a couple also in the Florida area, just opened one in Atlanta. There's one in Memphis. And then hopefully Naperville will be the first of, a number in and around Chicagoland and expanding out from Naperville.
Yeah, that's exciting. I catch a little bit of an accent there. I don't know if it's my accent or yours, New York or New Zealand. But, with the both of us, everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years who was on, where are they from, what are the topics, listen to whatever you would like. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines. You can read an endless array of articles we've been involved with. The excitement of the new MVP Parent Magazine. Some of the things we've written for Lower Extremity Review. A lot of excitement over the article. I can't believe it's 12 years since Naperville's Evan Lysacek won the gold medal in men's figure skating. And they just highlighted the fact of that article that I wrote following the Olympics. I can't believe it's like 12 years already. Lots of exciting stuff going on. Talking with Alicia Roberts. You know, it's interesting, Alicia, between being a marathoner and an ultramarathoner and being an engineer, you're right up the alley of sports podiatry, my lady friend, when we're talking on the sports doctor when it comes to the importance of alignment and stability with the kind of running you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. I've definitely had a lot of that support in my years, keeping everything, you know, health and, sorry, strong and healthy, especially when you're running those kind of long distances. And
are
you
guys going to pay attention to the other sides of things, including the nutrition side? You know, we pay big attention to nutrition on the sports doctor. We also, Alicia, pay very big attention. I call it the mental game. All aspects, you know, mind, body, all of these kinds of things. What are some of the emphases that you guys will include, including those two?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like you say, I think the mental element of it is huge, right? And for our gym, we just do 30-minute classes. So we're really designed for busy women, right? We have so much other life going on, all the noise. We've got kids. We're, you know, running around after family, jobs, all those kind of things. So we really aim to have that 30 minutes. And while it's, you know, physical activity and things you're coming in to do and to improve that, it's so important to have that time where you can switch your brain off, focus on you, focus on your health. Even the whole way we design our gym and things, we don't have mirrors in the gym. We don't have anything like that to, you know, distract from that time to just focus on you and be there to focus on your health and wellness. We also have our head coach is nutrition certified. So we don't have a specific nutrition program, but as you say, that's definitely a very important element of health and wellness. And so she's going to be there to support our ladies with any questions and guidance and things like that along the way through their health and wellness journeys.
Yeah, so you find that, you know, surrounding yourself with various local specialists in various areas. Again, I can't count how many times we've come in and spoken to staffs and or patrons involving trying to prevent injury. What's the best shoe? What about all of these concerns with your because we pay a lot of attention to youth sports on the Sports Doctor. Alicia, what's the website for the club now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can find us at Delta, D-E-L-T-A, Life Fitness. Naperville, you'll be able to find us there.
You know, the mixture of machines, stretching, warming up, all of these kinds of proper technique, aerobic, anaerobic, what are the things that you guys are going to include that pay, you think that they've been paying attention to the for women's fitness? And is it something you're recommending 2-3 times a week, which you'd really like to see? What's the thinking on those things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some great questions. So, like I say, we do 30-minute high-intensity interval training classes. So we're really focused on breaking our class down into intervals where we're focusing on cardiovascular as well as the strength training. So when ladies come into our gym, they're not going to find a treadmill or a rowing machine. Our workout is based on short intervals of using free weights and body weights, as well as cardiovascular exercises. And we also design our workouts using heart rate monitors. So we want to make sure we're specifically hitting the target zone so that we're, you know, increasing our metabolism. Why is that word getting me today? Increasing energy and things like that. As well as, you know, we want to make sure that ladies are building strength as part of their workout. And also, you know, as we age, making sure that we're including, you know, flexibility and stretching and movement like that.
Bingo.
part of the workout.
You just quoted my Sports Doctors Inc. column in MVP Barrett magazine. It's called the two universal exercises that we want included. We want everybody to strengthen their feet and ankles, and we want everybody to work balance. Fall prevention's a big deal. If you're going to be running marathons and ultra marathons, you better be working on those kinds of stability instances also. And the fact that you would have to be varying intensity. And, of course, you have to make it fun, right, so that people will stick with it.
Absolutely.
That's why I always ask individuals like yourself in the fitness world, Alicia. See, I ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, I've done some ultra marathons, so I definitely believe a lot of it is in your head. Obviously we have to train and get our bodies to where they need to be able to endure these events and things like that. But if you don't have your head in the right headspace, you can be in the best shape, and then the guy in front of you is just that bit faster than you, or you have that little stumble or whatever it is, and you get in your head about a race. And it doesn't have to be, an ultra marathon. I think any of those things, right? We all come up with the reasons why we can't come to the gym and all those mental barriers, and just really, having that moment of, I need to get to the gym, I need to do that, really is a big part of the mental part of it, there for us to be able to do these things and live a better, healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a crazy time to be, jumping into this when we've had such a problem with COVID and these restrictions and the gym open and it wasn't open. And it's tremendous. It's amazing, Alicia. Everybody around the world who comes on as a guest, whatever they do, whatever their vocation, talks so much again about mental health and the tremendous challenges of the stress and all this stuff going on. Of course, exercise is one of the greatest remedies. To say the least, I would imagine the women-only idea is something that's very popular. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I mean, to touch on your point about, the last 2 years being challenging for everybody, and I know it's been challenging for everybody, men, women, children, the whole deal. But I know a lot of women spending time, trying to keep their family safe, deal with really life just being flipped on its head, right, in the last couple of years. And a lot of women, both for reasons that, like you say, we weren't necessarily comfortable going to the gym and working out around people we didn't know and things like that, as well as just dealing with COVID in the community and what have you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Alicia, I've had various experts on in the world of body imaging. Matter of fact, I have somebody coming up in a month or so, eating disorders, all the kinds of things that have been tremendous challenges, problems when we're dealing with women and exercise and expectations, a lot of these things. So I think you caught on real fast. You don't have mirrors.
Absolutely. Like I say, that's not what we're there to do. You can go home and do that whenever you want to. So we're coming in to focus on other things. And yeah, we have a lot of ladies who I think have had, a tough time in the last couple of years. And knowing that you can come and work out in a place that is safe and supportive. And I mean, nothing against the guys at the gym, but it just creates a different atmosphere. Like I say to some ladies, you go to dinner with your husband and girlfriends and things like that, it's just a different vibe if it's just you going out with the girlfriends, right?
It's a great additional vibe. Doesn't have to be the only thing that somebody might think about regardless, but the vibe of having, again, the woman only and everything that brings to the table, you could probably talk about it for 5 hours, some of the different vibes that it brings to the table. But that, I think it's a good one. And again, women, whether they've been stuck at home for 2 years with homeschooling, whether they've had to leave their job for one of 100 reasons with what's gone on with the COVID challenge, and again, even in the area of youth sports that we pay so much attention to on the Sports Doctor and the pressures of that young boy or girl, right now we're watching the Olympics. You watch 15-year-olds, they're already world class. It's an incredible challenge. And a lot of these people, of course, are parents and pay attention to some of those things. So I think, good lessons in the areas of how fitness and whatever running. What sports did you play as a kid?
Me? So I really played everything. I was always that girl who, my mum was a school teacher at one of the schools I was at, and I felt like this. They always needed a girl for the random team. You know, we need one more girl for the orienteering team. That I would be the one who would go at the last minute and just, you know, make up numbers. So really, you name the sport, and I've played it. You know, I played soccer, and definitely I don't know if too many of our readers in the U.S. or listeners here in the U.S. are familiar with netball, but that's a big sport in New Zealand. I played a lot of netball, and like I say, really did a bit of gymnastics, did a bit of rock climbing.
That's what we like. You know, it's interesting. You know, I have a chapter in my book, Hashtag A Sports Experience. It's called The Prodigy Sports. You know, I see a lot of young figure skaters think gymnastics, tennis. The young kid might be very dedicated to one sport only. We love to have young boys and girls growing up playing lots of different sports, but sometimes we see that that's just not what they really, really want to do. You're a great example of, you know, the positive side of something like that, where we might be playing various sports and just not have some of these overuse injuries. You know, it's interesting, real quickly before the show ends, you know, I've talked about New Zealand numerous times in the past, because New Zealand is the only other country besides the United States, Alicia, that allows television advertising of drugs, where they don't stop with the pills and the medicines. And I don't know if that's still the case, but that's how I used to... we would couple you guys with us in that regard. So you are starting off, right? The end of this month, beginning of the month, you started at Delta Life?
Correct, yeah. So like I say, we've just moved into our studio actually on Monday. So we're offering all our founding memberships and things now for our ladies. And then we'll be actually running our first week, which we actually give all our founding members a free week so they can come in and try out the gym and make sure it's all for them. And that'll be happening the week of the 28th of February. So we're already, you know, got quite a few ladies on board and super excited to come and have those first workouts, show everyone in the Naperville community what Delta Life's all about.
It's a great idea. Alicia Roberts. Alicia, give me quickly that website again.
DeltaLifeFitness.com/Naperville.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doc. We want to welcome back Rich Dubin. He is the publisher of MVP Parent Magazine. Keep your kids in the game. He's probably celebrating, I think, maybe his 13th anniversary with Lower Extremity Review Magazine. Both are supporters of the Sports Doctor. And MVP's new winter issue. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Give us some background on yourself and leading into MVP.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been in the medical publishing space for 30 years. I have four children, two boys, 27 and 24, and two girls, 19 and 14. So I've been involved in the youth sports space for a very long time. And over the years, I had many parents, coaches, just asking me about, you know, various solutions for injuries, you know, how we handle our travel, nutrition, sleep, all types of different questions over the years because of my background. And I thought, what a great opportunity to create a resource for parents and coaches and educate them on these different topics.
You know, it's interesting, the Lower Extremity Review, which so many therapists and podiatrists and athletic trainers and chiropractors really, really look forward all the time, evidence-based, the whole lower extremity, paying big attention to that. And the fact that evidence-based stuff is really what LER is all about, and you make a big deal about that, which has always impressed me with MVP Parent, don't you?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that are wrong currently, I mean, there's a lot of things that are wrong with youth sports, as we all know. But one of the main things, I think, are that there's just a lot of opinion. There's less research being covered. There's less evidence-based content, less focus on outcomes. It's more a product-driven type content on the web. And parents don't know what to trust. So when you have clinicians that are contributing and reputable, independent resources, you're going to have a more credible publication that parents can trust the information that's contained within.
Yes, and it's been very exciting over the past couple of years. You and I, we've surrounded this world of youth sports with quite an array of organizations and experts who contribute and align themselves with you, whether it's our friends at iSport 360, the 40th anniversary of the National Alliance of Youth Sports, my friends in England with working with parents in sports, the new documentary, the film, Youth Sports, the film. There's tremendous interest in trying to eventually get it right, you know, Rich, in the $20 billion a year youth sports business. And there's lots of injuries and pressure, both mentally and physically. And I think MVP is a great example of bringing together a lot of that different expertise where you're dealing with these kinds of topics like you talked about. And it's a quarterly, right?
Yes, it is. We come out four times. We just, you know, our winter issue is out now. We're working on spring. You know, thanks to you and a lot of your connections and we've been able to align with some really great contributors, you know, Greg Bach from National Alliance of Youth Sports, you know, Amy Masters from iSport 360, as you mentioned. We've also worked very closely with the National Athletic Trainers Association. They contribute on a quarterly basis. They're also big contributors of LER. We have an awesome sports psychologist, Dr. Linda Sterling, who contributes on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis. We also, you know, leverage our contacts in the lower extremity space, and we brought on for this current issue two contributors, Dr. Peter Gorman, who's a chiropractor and owner of Microgate and part of the player development program with Major League Baseball, and Phil Stotter, who's exercise physiologist, part of our editorial board of advisors at LER. So what it yes. comes down to again is knowing that you can trust the content that we put out. It's just very simple. So
That's not counting the sports doctors in, Colin Rich. Absolutely.
Of course,
you know, it's been exciting.
Absolutely, Bob. Listen,
yes.
Your column is one of the best read columns in the magazine.
It's really good to hear. I'm very
proud
of that. I'm going to quote you, man. I'll quote you. You know, the idea, Dan...
As you should, my friend.
Really. I mean, you're objective, sort of, although you have, you know, like you talked about, you're a real sports dad, and you've lived through the challenges that we've all experienced, whether it's the ranting, raving on the sidelines, whether it's young children who are intimidated because of it's too aggressive. Youth sports is filled with overkill, period. My
yep.
column next in the
Absolutely.
Spring issue is going to be youth sports and drugs, where we have a tremendous mm-hmm. problem with over-the-counter pain medicine. Doctor, why you don't understand? My son, his ankle, you know, if he doesn't take Advil twice a day, he can't participate. Big problem. So
mm-hmm.
the idea
Very
of,
much
of
so.
Solid information and getting parents who are in the game, and I think there's been tremendous attitude. You've contributed a lot, Rich, you know, to the idea that it's important for the well-rounded young athlete and attention to that besides just the sport, which has, you know, caused so many different mm-hmm. problems in so many different ways. I mean, the magazine does say the kids are supposed to have fun. Aren't I right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I've learned some lessons along the way, you know, having quick conversations with my children after games and commenting on maybe some play and learning that that's really not the best approach. Approaching coaches right after the game, not good approaches. There are things that we as parents, some of us learn and some of us don't. I want to also give a real shout out to we have our feature writer. He does our cover stories, Joshua Cupp. You know, he's a former professional golfer, and he also has a young child that plays baseball. And we have these conversations quite often. At the end of the game, the first question I ask my kid, and he asks his, is, did you have fun? Not how many points did you score, not how many turnovers did you have, not how many rebounds did you have, not how many home runs you hit,
I'll tell you, Rich,
not how many goals you scored.
Yes, the late Dr.
Really?
Jim Vickery, the late Dr. Jim Vickery in the 90s, he spent about 5 years on the radio with me. Then we called it the Sports Doctors with an S. And Dr. Vickery was a sports psychologist back to various professional teams even. Back then, he didn't use the word psychology. It scared everybody away. His number one thing for mm-hmm. parents, get your pen out, Rich, don't be a critic. This was one of his main pearls. You talking exactly what you're talking about, which is, again, the mm-hmm. idea of don't be a critic. And if you don't have something good to say, then maybe it's best not to say it. And the tremendous problems that we've seen, you know, going along with that, you know, one of the contributors to the book, Rob Andrews, who is the got to get him involved over there also. He was the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He's got a wall of gold medals because he worked with all the Olympic girls gymnasts. And again, talking about the coming back from injury And those challenges and pressures and the timing and things like that. How have you done with the pandemic-related breaking up of schedules as a sports parent, Rich?
Oh, it's been interesting. I mean, you know, we've had games obviously postponed. We've had many games crammed into a single week. It's been quite the challenge. And I think, you know, from youth athletes, I mean, you know, my daughter, you know, one of my daughters plays basketball at Ithaca College. My other daughter plays at a prep school here in Albany called Albany Academy for girls. And, you know, they've had weeks off, and then they've had three games in a week. It takes a lot to be able to manage and juggle these varying schedules, not only as a parent, but even as the athlete. And I think really understanding that it's a lot on them.
That's the main point.
And needing to be a little more sensitive to their position rather than what we want from it.
Yeah, this is magnified. You know how much we talk about the mental game on Sports Doctor. This has tripled those kinds of pressures these past 2 years. The game's on, it's off, we're homeschooled, we're not, we're playing, we're not. We got 10 games in a weekend.
Yeah.
The Rich, what's the website? Is it mvpparent.com?
Yes, mvpparent.com. You can go check out the current issue, chock full of really good stuff. You can read all our back issues. Our archives are on there. If you want to receive the magazine at home, just click on subscribe. I think it's $9.99 a year or something like that. It's very, very reasonable.
It's a deal of the month.
And it's not chock full of ads. It's chock full of content.
Yeah, well, this is the thing like you talked about, whether it's although if I rename the book from hashtags sports parents, I got to edit it. Hashtag hey sports parents and grandparents. We're talking Rich Steuben, who is the publisher of MPP Parent Lower Extremity Review Magazine. And we're going to be right back with him. It's a Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Steuben, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to mvpparent.com. mvpparent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm talking to Rich Steuben. I just realized live radio is always magical. I think over the break we were doing the interview. Rich, welcome back, man, to our second segment.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We're talking about, you know, the challenges of families, coaches, the kids themselves at all levels of sports, physically and mentally, and the fact that these past couple of years have really tripled the pressures on everybody involved, and how everybody has tried to, pay attention to staying out of trouble, and staying out of trouble both, you know, physically as well as mentally. And the you have a daughter in college, a daughter in high school, so I guess it's got to be a real mixture of both.
Oh yeah, very much. You know, I think, you know, the pressures are really, we as parents, and I've witnessed it, and I'm sure many listening have as well. The parents put a lot of pressure on their kids. The kids put enough pressure on themselves to be successful, both on the court, on the field, or in the classroom. And at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is the expectations, or unrealistic expectations. I think one of the things that I had an interesting conversation with another parent, you know, the realities of understanding where your child is and where they are in terms of, you know, what level of playing basketball or whatever other sport they're playing, at what level collegiately, whether it's D1, D2, D3, and, not putting an unrealistic expectation upon your child, because maybe you may have played at that level, or maybe you didn't play and you're living vicariously through your kid. I think being honest and upfront with yourself and understanding where your child fits in is extremely important, and has them have more fun, puts less pressure on the situation.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's amazing because, again, we're watching the Winter Olympics as we speak with 15-year-old world champions. And this, again, brings to the forefront sometimes the what's involved, where these kids are, you know, from 5-6 years old, this is all they do, this is what they're paying attention to, and it's a very, very, very small percentage. Understanding, I think you bring a great point out, having a parent being realistic. We tell parents all the time, I know you spent a lot of attention on your sports psychology side expertise, talking about parents, you know, being good listeners. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Janet, and, you know, your editor at Lower Extremity Review. And what's Janet's
last name? She also edits everything at MVP Parent as well.
Yes. And what's her last name? I forgot. How could I forget her last name?
Janice Raddick. Janice Raddick.
Right. Yes, Janice was on the phone with us a couple of months ago. You know, with all the history of different medical writing and et cetera, like you're talking about. And the Rich, by the way, is also very involved in the profession of podiatry with some of his virtual seminars and other, some of these different programs. You're in the middle of about like how many different things?
Wow, we got a few projects going right now, Dr. Bob. One is, you know, speaking of podiatry, we're actually working on a 25-hour, 25-CME event that we're producing and facilitating, called the No Nonsense Podiatry Seminar. They went virtual last year, and it was such a success working with us that they asked us back to do it this year. It's March 4th through 6th, 25 credits. I think they charge at this point, it's like $275, which, you know, if you're looking to keep your credits up, or you need credits, that's a tremendous value. I assembled the entire lineup. We have a really great program. I'm very, very excited about that. And
yes,
then in addition to that, on the medical side, we have LER Marketplace. And that's where we have LERMarketplace.com. We have booths, and you can engage with vendors and learn more about new product. Because with all the trade shows being canceled, there has to be other ways for clinicians to learn about new products, and so we launched that as well.
Was a tremendous,
so it's been a lot of fun,
tremendous accomplishment, Rich, which you initiated, the idea of keeping education moving and going when there was nothing going on, the ability of virtual presentations. It makes so much sense. What's some of the emphasis in your head coming up in the new spring MVP Parent? What are you going to be looking at?
Well, I think, you know, I think from what I saw today in New York, we had the mask mandate supposed to be lifted in on Thursday. So that's going to change some of what's happening. You know, obviously, with the COVID cases coming down, I was just talking with a couple of our writers, and Phil Stoddard is also going to further the discussion of technology in sport, the use of technology in sport. I know your piece, which you had alluded to a little bit earlier, about drugs in sport. I mean, that's obviously a hot topic. Then Linda Sterling on the sports psychology side will be, you know, like coming back from this two-year experience and now really adapting into the new, you know, do we ever get back what was there 2 years ago, or is it just the new normal and how that's going to feel to the kids?
I think we have to understand it's a process. We have to allow ourselves some slack here, and as people try to get back to these normalcy of schedules as best we can, and some of these other aspects, again, like you said, in New York, Illinois, we're the same situation with the schools and the mask mandates. I haven't seen one high school basketball game where I've seen any of these kids playing where they actually were able to keep the mask on, but they're giving it their best shot.
I know. It's always under their chin, right?
Yeah, tell
it's
your
very
daughters
difficult
again
to play with a mask on. I mean,
yeah. You know, I always give you a pearl. After all, it was in this past magazine, you know, MVPParent.com, the two universal exercises to your daughters in basketball or whomever else is listening again. Strengthen those feet and ankles and work balance, work stability. Doesn't matter what the sport is. You want to be more explosive. You want to land softer. You want to be do your best to prevent injury. Then include those two exercise concepts. Right, Rich?
Absolutely. Foot and ankle, extremely important. I don't know if you were I don't know if you saw, Bob. We did have an advertiser this month, Barefoot Science, Barefoot Science insoles, and it's the only insole I've experienced in my career that actually strengthens the foot. And in the process of strengthening the foot, you strengthen the ankle.
Yes.
You know, my daughters wear them. They haven't had any ankle sprains, which has been incredible.
Yes, this is why we talk about things like, again, stability work, like the sand dune stepper, where it simulates being on the beach, being on the sand, working those feet, and using, again, things like BOSU, rubber bands. I knew the time would fly by with Rich Dubin. We have a... again, the new magazine is out, which is MVP Parent Magazine, MVPParent.com. Rich, we'll keep having you back. You'll let us know what's going on in the world of the Lower Extremity Review, MVP Parent Magazine. As always, thank you so much for your support. Stay safe. Thank you.
Absolutely, Bob.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment. where we preview a couple of upcoming shows. We add our feature, some of Guida's guidance, and answer a couple of emails. Got some great shows coming up next week. Physical defense, martial artist specialist, author, speaker, Rob Fletcher is back. And then Benny Vaughn, the famous massage therapist with lots of pro athletes in sports. The following week, Dr. Lowell Weil Jr., my namesake, podiatrist, Weil foot and ankle in like five state areas will be joining us. And then Nikki Anderson, Nikki, who is one of the pioneers in fitness clubs. And now she's the head of some women's programs and business at Benedictine University. Guida's Guidance, where we share some of Bob Guida, my late famous kinesiotherapist, sports therapist, mentor, and friend, some of his inventions, his theories, his articles. One of his most famous was, be careful with stretching. Don't overstretch. They came after him big time over the years for this, because stretching was, you know, written in letters at every club, the late 70s, early 80s, every doctor. Bob's point was that if overstretching could aggravate attachments, overstretching could create areas where there wasn't strength over that range of motion. So he wanted to pay big attention that we weren't like over yoga stretching and creating too much laxity or looseness in areas. So that's our Bob Guida guidance point and premise for this particular show. Build strength over the range of motion and don't overstretch. Technique, very, very important. We have a email. Steve says, would you expand on the MVP Parent Magazine, your particular articles? Thanks, Steve. You know, my column is called The Sports Doctor Is In. And in the column, we want to talk about things that are helpful in doing two things everybody cares about. One is preventing injuries. Whether it's preventing running injuries, whatever the sport is, preventing trouble, preventing injuries. And number two, for those who are interested, it's enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, jump higher, have better balance, be stronger, faster, quicker. Those are the two things that we try to pay attention to. And all the things that go into it. Again, we talked on this show a lot because we had Rich Dubin. We talked about the magazine, about my column, which was universal exercises and why, no matter what the sport, no matter what the age, no matter what the level, strengthening feet and ankles was such a key, as was balance. What Guida, I think last week we talked about what he termed instability training, which was working balance, proprioception, et cetera. So the column, we might blend into the role of nutrition and healing. Sometimes we might, again, be talking about soft tissue and massage therapy and other things that go into enhancing healing of tissue. We talk a lot, like in the book, when we have, especially if I have Gary Reinel on, the author of the book Iced, the illusionary treatment option. Boy, when he wrote that, talking about the medical world coming after Bob Guida and his stretching ideas was how they came after another great trainer or champion, so Gary Reinel's idea that ice wasn't helpful. If anything, it slowed down healing. It did numb pain. So the idea, again, of the array of topics in the Sports Doctor is in. Again, we pay so much attention to the mental game. You know, whether you're the best athlete in the world, we're watching some of them. Isn't it exciting, the Olympics? It really, really is amazing to see some of these young athletes as young as 15 years old already on the world stage. Makes you think about how old were they when they started. Again, one of the chapters in my book, Prodigy Sports, where we're talking about the challenge of these kids playing only one sport and doing it very early. Even at 8, 9, 10 years old already, I want to be a figure skater. I want to be a gymnast. I love tennis. I want to be on the traveling soccer team, etc. So even though it's like our first guest, we were talking with Alicia Roberts. She played 20 different sports, which we think is ideal. It's terrific if you can do that in order to allow the body to adapt to all sorts of different demands. On the other hand, if you do have a prodigy sport athlete, your son or daughter, what do we do about it? We pay, we get under the tutelage of a good physical therapist, personal trainer, who can help your son or daughter develop a good exercise. Guida was great at that, where he would talk about sports-specific injury prevention, where he would talk about work the brakes, work the opposites. We talked about that last week. Again, in these repetitive motion injuries, think of that figure skater doing 100 double jumps a week or more. The basketball player just jumping and down, pounding and jumping, et cetera. So many times we see that overkill, like I was talking with some of our guests, is a very, very big problem in youth sports. And bigger, faster, stronger. So we're going to be talking in the near future. I'm going to be start doing some YouTube, I think, with the sports doctors in. I think we might collaborate with Christine Blanchett, who is the host of Run With It. And again, I have the sports doctors in column with her particular show that originates in British Columbia. And we had here, you know, you brought together quite a bit of experts in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents. One of the ideas, again, was, again, to look at this as a team approach. Again, nutrition, mental training, physical training, coaching, parenting, all of these things that go into trying, again, to stay out of trouble, being aware and being educated. I mentioned again that the column next month, or rather in the spring, youth sports and drugs, whole other story. So we want to thank everybody, and we will see you next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thank you.